Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Shmate Bhakti Vritanda Samin Iti Namate Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivasesha Sunyavadi Paschachalade Zacharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vasade Gopavinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasade Gopavinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivatsade Gopavinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya John, na-na. Yes, wait, da-da-da-da. Jesus, da-da-da-da. Atta-da-da-da. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasade Kredo Akhavirna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Atmana Manavati Govinda Jaya Jaya. Manavati Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Atmana Manavati Govinda Jaya Jaya. Atmana Manavati Govinda Jaya Jaya. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Jai Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravatacharya Osatela Sutashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Mahashila Prabhupada Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Gauti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopa Govinda Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavanam Ki Jai. Mathuradam Ki Jai. Navadeepdam Ki Jai. Jagannathaswami Ki Jai. Yamunamai Ki Jai. Srimati Lassi Devi Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai. Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bol.
All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Gaur Purnima Ki Jai. So, So, Om Meghanath Timiradasya Gananjana Shilakya Chaksur Un Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So, we offer our respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while we were blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today we are celebrating the glorious appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Yuga Avatar. So we're going to explain what a Yuga Avatar is and what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is. In each and every Yuga, there is an avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna who teaches the Yuga Dharma. And in each and every age, there is a different Yuga Dharma. In the Satya Yuga, the Yuga Dharma, that is meditation. In the Treta Yuga, it is big sacrifices. In the Dwarpa Yuga, it is the deity worship. And in the Kali Yuga, it is Nam Sankirtan. So in each and every age, there is a teacher. So in this age, we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but this is the age of Kali. As those of you who have studied the Vedic literature understand, that the age of Kali is an ocean of quarrel. Kaler desha dosha, kaler dosha nadhe rajan, asteko mahadguna kirtana deva krishna sha, muktasanga parambrajet. In this age of Kali, everyone is unfortunate, short-lived, and quarrelsome. Like if you read the news, you will see that there are so many quarrels going on all over the world. Even today, there was some bombing in some airport, not here in Fiji, fortunately, but in Europe. And so many threats. This is a symptom of Kali Yuga. Many other symptoms are there in Kali Yuga, such as people will think that someone is religious just because they come from a certain gotra. They will think that someone is religious because they dress in a certain way. So many symptoms are there. So the great sages become very disturbed when they see the symptoms of Kali Yuga. So there is an interesting story of one great sage. His name was Narada Muni. Everyone's heard of Narada Muni, yes? Yes, Narada Muni is the sage who travels everywhere and plays the veena. Radhika Ramana Namane. Narada Muni Bhaja Veena. Radhika Ramana Namane. So he is going everywhere and preaching about Krishna. He is devotee of Narayan, Vishnu. So Narada Muni saw that everyone was suffering in this age. And he got very worried. So he thought, I have to go to Krishna to try to find some remedy, some cure for the suffering. So Narada Muni, he went to Dwarka. And when he went to Dwarka, he saw Krishna and Rukmini. Rukmini, of course, is Krishna's first wife. And Rukmini was crying. You can turn off the mobile phones, please. So Rukmini was crying. Why was she crying? Because she understood that Krishna was going to be leaving Dwarka soon. Why was Krishna going to be leaving Dwarka soon? Because Krishna wanted to come down to this earth in order to preach this Nam Sankirtan. So Narada Muni, he came to Krishna. And he said, Krishna, everyone is suffering in this Kali Yuga. And Krishna said that I will be appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in golden form. The reason Krishna appears as Gauranga, golden form, is because he is in the mood of Gaurangi. Gaurangi is Srimati Radharani. Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. So who is Srimati Radharani? She is the Adi Lakshmi, the Adi Shakti of the Lord. All the other Shaktis, they come and expand from Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is completely absorbed in giving pleasure to Krishna. In fact, she is so absorbed in serving Krishna that she enjoys more than Krishna does. Many of you want to be God. That means you want to be the center. Ishwaraham, aham bhogi siroham balavan sukhi. But it is more enjoyable to serve God. In fact, it is more enjoyment to serve God than to be God. So Srimati Radharani is enjoying. And Krishna, he is feeling that he wants to enjoy like that too. So he takes on her color, Gauranga, Gaurangi. And in this way, he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because she is of the feminine nature, Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna assuming that feminine nature, and he becomes more compassionate in this Kali Yuga. That's why he's Namaho Mahavajanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tase Namaha. So Narada Muni is told by the Supreme Personality of God, and not only will he appear on this earth, but Narada Muni is told to inform all the different demigods, including Lord Shiva. And so he goes to see Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is very happy to hear this. And then he remembers this very nice story of Lord Shiva and Mahaprasadam. Because Narada Muni, being a great devotee of the Lord, he likes to take Mahaprasadam. Everybody knows what Mahaprasadam is? That means the direct offering made to Krishna, to Lord Narayan, to Lord Jagannath, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And some of you will get a chance to take that this evening. So, there's an interesting story. Once upon a time, Narada Muni, he wanted to take Mahaprasadam, but he couldn't find any. So he thought, in order to take Mahaprasadam, I have to take the remnants of Lord Vishnu. So he went to Lakshmi, because Lakshmi is serving Lord Vishnu. And he said to Lakshmi, after serving her for 12 years, please give me a blessing. And Lakshmi said, whatever you want, I will give you, Narada Muni. And he said, I want Mahaprasadam. Then Lakshmi thought, this is a problem, because Lord Vishnu said not to give out Mahaprasadam. So then she started talking to Lord Vishnu. She was a little depressed. She said, Lord Vishnu, I have a problem. I promised Narada Muni I would give him whatever he asked for. And he asked for Mahaprasadam, but you told me not to give any. So what am I going to do? So Lord Vishnu said, give him the Mahaprasadam when I'm not looking. In other words, don't tell me, but give it to him. So even though he knew, Lord Vishnu is in everyone's heart, he knows everything. So Lakshmi gave Narada Muni this Mahaprasadam. He took the Mahaprasadam and started dancing in ecstasy. Was so happy, was rolling on the ground, crying, tears were coming from his eyes. Then he went to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva said, why are you crying like this in ecstasy? And he said, I have gotten Mahaprasadam. And Lord Shiva said, but I am your brother. Did you share any or save any for me? And Narada Muni said, no, I am sorry. And Lord Shiva said, you must give some to me. And Narada Muni looked, and there was a little bit left under his fingernails. So he gave it to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva started dancing in ecstasy. And he was dancing so much in ecstasy that all the universes and all the planets, they started to be disturbed, especially the Earth planet. It was rocking back and forth. So Bhumi, the goddess of the Earth, she came to Parvati and said, there's a problem, I'm going to die. Because Lord Shiva is doing this Tandava Nritya, which means the dance at the time of the cosmic dissolution. So then Parvati, she went to Lord Shiva and said, my dear husband, please stop. He got very angry. He said to Durga, he said to Parvati, why have you stopped my ecstasy? And she explained, you were going to destroy the whole universe. And he said, okay, I understand. I forgive you. Then she asked, why are you in so much ecstasy now? And then Lord Shiva said, I got Mahaprasadam. And then she said, I am your wife. Did you share any or save any for me? And he said, no, you're Maya. You're Krishna's material energy. You don't get any. You're in Maya. Not only in Maya, you are Maya. And then she got very angry with Lord Shiva. And so even with Lord Shiva and Parvati, there is sometimes anger. Interesting. So she got very angry. She said, yes, but I am also called Vaishnavi. Of course, Lord Shiva is Vaishnava, as described, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. That Lord Shiva is the best of all the Vaishnavas, and Parvati, Durga, she is Vaishnavi. So she said to Lord Shiva, I am going to get Mahaprasadam, and not only am I going to get Mahaprasadam, but I am going to make sure that all my children get Mahaprasadam. So guess who her children are? That's us. Now Durga is our mother. Lord Shiva is our father in this world. So she said, I want Mahaprasadam to go to everybody. And so Lord Vishnu appeared before Durga. And he said, what do you want? And she said, I want to distribute Mahaprasadam to everyone. So then Lord Vishnu said, okay, then I will appear as Lord Chaitanya to distribute Mahaprasadam to everyone. So that's one of the causes of Lord Chaitanya's advent, to distribute Mahaprasadam and to distribute the holy names to everyone. So then Narada Muni went and he told Balaram to appear on this earth, and Balaram appeared as Lord Nityananda, who is Lord Chaitanya's brother. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Narada Muni something very interesting. He said, I will spread this Krishna consciousness everywhere. And those people who try to escape from Krishna consciousness or from my preaching, I will send my Senapati, that means a general, to capture them and give them Krishna consciousness. So that Senapati, who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada and his mission was predicted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was predicted that he would go to every town and village, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that his name would be chanted in every town and village in the world. And this has actually come to pass because of Srila Prabhupada. 50 years ago, Srila Prabhupada established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So if you go to our headquarters in Sridhar Mayapur, you will see people from every country in the world chanting Gauranga, chanting Hare Krishna. Chinese people, American people, even people from Fiji, they're also chanting. Everywhere. It is United Nations for the spiritual world. So it is the true unity. So Lord Chaitanya came down to this earth, and he also had all of his associates come down with him. His associates were like Balaram, who appeared as Nityananda, Sadashiva, who appeared as Advaitacharya, Narada Muni, who appeared as Srivas, and Radharani, who appeared as Gadadhar. And this is known as the Panchatattva. Panchatattva means the five truths. There's the Lord with his associates. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he accepted as his father Jagannath Mishra and his mother Sachi Mata. And while Sachi Mata was pregnant with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya, who is Sadashiva, was worshipping her womb. He would come over to Jagannath Mishra's house, that's the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would smear sandalwood pulp on Jagannath Mishra's wife's womb. That's very unusual. If someone goes to your home and does that, it's quite unusual. And then he would circumambulate and offer obeisances because he knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear. So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, there were many symptoms that indicated that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many symptoms like demigods visiting the home of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also the symbols of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, the imprints, were all the symbols of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very young, he was in his courtyard and he lay down on a serpent, a big serpent. And that serpent, of course, was Anantashesh. And all of his family was very fearful that that serpent would hurt him, and then the serpent slithered away when they came out. But everybody knows that that serpent was Anantashesh because the Lord always lies down on Anantashesh. As he grew up, he had the ceremony where he chose the Varna and he chose the Srimad Bhagavatam. Another interesting story that occurred when Lord Chaitanya was young, that his parents would dress him in many jewels. He had many decorations. So once upon a time, there were thieves who wanted to kidnap him to take his jewels away. So they took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on their shoulders and they said, "We're going to take you home." But their intention was to take him and steal from him. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was called Nimai Pandit at that time because he was born under the Nim tree, he had his yogamaya potency trick them so they actually brought him back to his own home. Very, very interesting story. And the thieves, of course, ran away at that particular time. Another story about Lord Chaitanya's childhood that indicates that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead was once upon a time a Brahmin came to visit his house when he was very young. He was like 3 years old. The family received the Brahmin. In those days, the Brahmanas would all cook for themselves. Prabhupada comments that in the old days, the Brahmins were so strict that even if they were members of the Indian army, they would each have their individual kitchens and cooking for themselves. Because a Brahmin would never accept food cooked by anyone who is not a Brahmin. Just like you have the story of the Mahabharata. In the story of the Mahabharata, you have people eating food like Grandfather Bhishma, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, eating food in Duryodhana's kitchen. As a result of that, their consciousness became contaminated and they acted like demons, even though they were not demons. So one of the rabbinical principles is the Brahmin is very careful what he eats. So this Brahmin came to the house of Jagannath Mishra. And they offered him food to cook, rice, chawal. So they offered him rice, and he was cooking the rice. And when he went ready to offer the rice to his deity with Gopal mantra, who came along but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, and he took that rice and started eating it. And he spoiled the offering. Because if someone eats the offering before Krishna, you cannot offer to Krishna. Just like here in the temple, we are very strict about our deity worship. If someone comes and touches or smells or tastes, cannot be offered. Very, very strict. Everything is super clean. Super pukka. So, this Brahmin, he got a little frustrated. And he said, oh no, what am I going to do? I cannot offer to Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya's father got very angry and he started to chase Lord Chaitanya. And the Brahmin said, leave him alone, he's just a little boy. So then they locked Lord Chaitanya in a room so he wouldn't interfere, and they told the Brahmana to cook again. So the Brahmana started cooking again. And when he got ready to make the offering again, guess who appeared? Lord Chaitanya, Nimai. And Nimai ate the offering. And at this time, Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's father, was so angry that he was ready to beat Lord Chaitanya. But the Brahmin stopped him and said, I am not meant to eat today. At least I'm not meant to eat cooked food. Just give me some bananas, some fruit. It's okay. Of course, they were feeling very guilty. Because if a Brahmana is offended, then you lose your good fortune. So around midnight, they convinced the Brahmana to cook again. They said, no, Nimai, he is sleeping. Don't worry, he's a little baby. So the Brahmana started cooking again. That time, everybody in the house went to sleep. The Brahmana got ready to offer, and who crawled up but Nimai again? And the Brahmana was complaining, you've done it again. And Lord Chaitanya spoke at that point. He said, look, you are calling me. You're calling me, so I'm coming to eat. And the Brahmana, at that point, didn't know what he was talking about. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself as Krishna, as Gopal. And the Brahmana became so ecstatic, he was throwing the rice everywhere, rubbing it on his body, chanting and dancing. And Lord Chaitanya said, don't reveal this to anyone, but you should come here every day to see me. And so at that point, Lord Chaitanya went back to sleep, and the Brahmana was in the ecstasy, and everybody woke up in the house, and they thought the Brahmana was in ecstasy because he finally got a chance to eat. But they didn't understand what was actually happening. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very young, he was also very tricky, like Krishna. Like when Krishna was young, he was called Makanchor, because he would be stealing butter, feeding it to the monkeys, pinching babies, doing all sorts of things that were not nice in the material world, but nice spiritually. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like that too. Of course, he would not steal butter. He was not Makanchor. But he would, as people were bathing in the Ganges, the ladies would bathe in one place, the men would bathe in another place, he would switch the clothes on them. So the ladies would get out of the Ganges River and they would find dhotis. And the men would get out of the Ganges River and they'd find saris. So the men did not want to wear saris, obviously, and the ladies did not want to wear dhotis. So they got very angry. In addition, when the Brahmanas were saying their Gayatri mantras in the water, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dive under, grab their legs and pull them out so they would fly in the water, go in the water, under the water. And then with the girls, he would take these sticky bushes and put it in their hair. And when the Brahmanas were saying Gayatri, sometimes he would spit water at them. So in this way, he was very tricky. And also when the girls would make some offerings in the banks of the Ganges, they were making offerings to Durga, Katsuyani, so they could have a good wife, a good husband. And then Lord Chaitanya would say, that is meant for me. I am Krishna. And they would think he's crazy. And he said, unless you give this to me, I will curse you to have an old husband with four co-wives. So they got very nervous. Because no lady, young lady, likes an old husband. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya was very tricky. And when they went to complain about him to his father, he would take the other way home through the path to the school, and then he would put ink all over his body so he looked like he was just coming home from school. And they would complain, and Lord Chaitanya would say, I don't know why they're complaining like this. Lord Chaitanya also gave liberation even to dogs. There's an interesting story. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young, he adopted a little puppy. Now, we all know in Indian culture, Hindu culture, you're not supposed to have dogs in your house, right? I hope none of you have dogs in your house. If you go to Australia, everyone has dogs. They become dog bhakta. Kuta bhakta. Right? Yes. And actually, the people, they're walking with their dogs, and after some time, they start to look like the dog. And the dog looks like them. So, Lord Chaitanya adopted a little puppy. Because children, they don't know any better. Of course, Lord Chaitanya did this as a trick. And so he adopted this puppy, brought it home, and his mother was shocked. She said, we are Brahmins. We don't have animals in the house. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to his mother, I'm going to take a bath. Please take care of my puppy while I'm gone. And what she did is she gave the puppy away. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back and he found the puppy gone. Later on, he encountered this puppy and the puppy went back to home, back to Godhead. Just by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Other stories, very, very interesting stories, are when Lord Chaitanya grew up, he was known as Nimai Pandit. Because Nimai, when he was first born, and then Nimai Pandit, Pandit means a very educated, intelligent person who knows philosophy. So, as Nimai Pandit, he was able to defeat anyone in argument. Even he defeated the devotees. The devotees were afraid of him because he was not yet showing himself to be a devotee. He didn't show himself to be a devotee in the mood of Srimati Radharani until he took initiation. He showed us the importance of taking initiation. So as a scholar, he was able to defeat everyone. So once upon a time, there was this, what we call a Digvijay. That means another scholar who comes around and challenges everybody to a debate. And he gets the certificate when he wins. It's called the Jaya Patra. That means a piece of paper that says victory. So he went to Navadvip where Lord Chaitanya was and he challenged everybody and everybody ran away because he was so educated. In fact, he had the mercy of Saraswati, the goddess of learning. And so everybody ran away except for Lord Chaitanya. So he came upon Lord Chaitanya, who was sitting on the bank of the Ganges with his students, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, please compose poetry in honor of Mother Ganga. So in a half an hour, he composed 100 verses. Beautiful verses in glorification of the Ganges. So when he did that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please explain verse number 50-something. And he was amazed that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remember these things. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found faults in the verse. And this pandit was so disturbed that he went home depressed and he prayed to Saraswati. And Saraswati appeared to him in the middle of the night, and she said, you have been arguing with my husband, Lord Narayan. So you should go to him and apologize. So in this way, this pandit apologized to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he became a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the initial portion of his pastimes, his life, in Navadvip, 24 years. And then the final portion, he spent in Jagannath Puri and traveling around India. Traveling around India, preaching the Sankirtan movement, Kali Kalera Dama Krishna Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vidana He Tare Vrvartana. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We can study his early pastimes, his later pastimes. Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he has elaborated on Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there are other books, Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagwat, written about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if one has sufficient brains, which is called in Sanskrit Sumedasa, then he will worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam Sango Pangashtra Parshadam Yajyai Hi Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. So what this verse states, this is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by this Karambaja Muni, and it states, Krishna Varna Twisha Krishnam, that in this Kali Yuga, Krishna appears not in blackish form, but in golden form. Twisha Krishnam and Varnati, he is always chanting the Lord's holy names. Sango Pangashtra Parshadam, he appears with his associates. Like we mentioned before, Lord Nityananda, Balaram, Sadashiva, and others. Sango Pangashtra Parshadam, Yagyahi Sankirtana Prayar. That they are performing this yajna, this sacrifice of Sankirtan. Of course, this is also mentioned in the Brihad Naradiya Purana. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nishteva, Nishteva Nishteva, Gatiranyata. In this stage of Kali, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way than the chanting of the Lord's holy names, the Sankirtan. So, the final portion of this verse, Yagyahi Sankirtanani Prayar, Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Those who have intelligence. Sumedasa means good brain. The opposite of that is Durmedasa, means gober brain. You understand? You know, do you have good brain or cow manure in your brain? So those who have good brain, they will worship the Lord in this particular way. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only left us 8 verses of his own writing. And these 8 verses are called the Shikshashtaka, which means 8 verses of teaching. And they teach us how to chant the Lord's holy names. Because by chanting the name of Krishna, Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnashuddha Nityamukto Vinatvam Namanamino, you're directly with Krishna. We mentioned this morning in class, and some of you were there, that we hear the story of Prahlad Maharaj. Of course, today you were celebrating the Horika too, which is connected with the story of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj, when Lord Nrsingadev killed Prahlad Maharaj's father, Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj was sitting on Lord Nrsingadev's lap. In fact, Lakshmi, Rama, Lord Shiva could not pacify Nrsingha Bhagavan. Only Prahlad Maharaj could. And he was sitting there, and Lord Nrsingadev was even licking him like a cat licks its master. And Lord Nrsingha was very affectionate to him. So in the same way, by chanting Krishna's names, we can have that intimate relationship with Krishna. We can be sitting on Krishna's lap. Isn't that nice? So So that's Lord Chaitanya's teaching, and we invite you all to participate in this movement, Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement, which is meant for creating a revolution in the misdirected lives of an impious, saving the world, in fact. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam avadavachupi namananantasya yasho nikatani at shrinvanti gayanti grinanti yat sadavaha. So we are meant to change this world, and you can be part of this mission, all of you who come. Basically everybody here comes from India, they're your ancestors. It is your duty to actually teach others about Krishna, become Krishna conscious yourself by following the principles of Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy names, and teaching others about Krishna. Para upakara, working for the benefit of others. So, thank you very much. So we'll continue with the program. We have RT now, and because it's a night where we have an eclipse, everyone should make sure they're home by 9:40 tonight, because the tradition in India is that whenever there's an eclipse, you don't eat, you don't worship the deities, you can chant Hare Krishna if you like. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, it was an eclipse also. So this is a very auspicious eclipse. Many times people think eclipse is inauspicious, but by the chanting of the Lord's names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everything becomes auspicious. In eclipse, everything is auspicious. Cyclones are auspicious. Eclipses are auspicious. True. There's no hard and fast rules for chanting. You can chant any time, and it makes the whole atmosphere auspicious. And if you leave this world chanting the Lord's holy names, then punarjanma naiti mam eti sorjana, you go back to the spiritual world. So this is an opportunity during this eclipse to remember Krishna. So we hope everyone gets home by 9:40 tonight. So there'll be arti now and then prasadam afterwards. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.